Always. Chapter 7 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. Read by CookieMom6067. Jensen made sure to make just enough noise for it to be noticeable, yet not enough to startle, when he unlocked and pushed open the door. He stepped into the cramped one-room apartment, smiling at the dark shadow huddled next to the window. "Hi there, mister," he greeted, as always. It was a neutral term that had proven safer than any actual names. No knives came flying, and no bullets whistled past, so Jensen assumed today was a good day. That knowledge made some of the tension leave his shoulders. He shuffled further into the room after gently closing the door behind himself. He knew better than to cut off his only escape route before he was sure he wouldn't be met with violence. "So, I brought you more food, and also some light reading," he said conversationally, placing the grocery bag on the counter in the small kitchenette before unlooping the second bag from around his wrist. He could feel eyes tracking his movements but remained relaxed, keeping his hands visible at all times just in case. When he eventually looked up, he met the cautious blue gaze of James Buchanan Barnes. Well, Jensen still wasn't entirely sure if James knew that he was James Buchanan Barnes, but they were getting there. James sat a little straighter that day, looking more alert than usual, as if he was taking notice of his surroundings rather than just focusing on the chaotic mess inside his head. He looked a little worse for wear, sure. His long hair obscuring parts of his face, and his stubble moving into actual beard territory. But Jensen could also see the progress in the way James wasn't curled up in the corner of the room, shaking or pulling out weapons left and right. Jensen grinned, placing the book bag next to the groceries. "You've been keeping track of the neighbors?" James hesitated before nodding, glancing briefly out the window he sat by, angled so that he could view the street below in the gap between the blinds and window frame without being seen himself. "So, has Brenda dumped that douche yet?" Jensen asked, leaning back against the counter behind him. James shook his head, his expression showing a flicker of distaste. He clearly didn't approve of Brenda's choice in life partner either. "Man, I can't believe she'd keep him around after all the shit he's done." Jensen turned and started putting the groceries away. "You know, if anyone treated my sister like that, I wouldn't have to do a damn thing, to be honest, since she'd already be there kicking the shit out of the guy, but I'd definitely show up and cheer her on." There was no reply. There rarely was. But Jensen knew James was listening. After spending years with Cougar, Jensen could tell when he had people's attention, even if they weren't necessarily engaging in the conversation. To be honest, Cougar was one of the reasons why Jensen was even there to begin with. Well, kind of. Cougar didn't approve of Jensen's extracurricular activities, saying it was too dangerous. And he was probably right because, well, Cougar. But Jensen was nothing if not stubborn. Cougar had tried to talk him out of it more than once, but James, with his tense posture and forced silences, reminded Jensen far too much of what Cougar had almost become after Bolivia. And since Jensen was very fond of Cougar, he couldn't help but feel a certain amount of compassion and concern for James by extension. Okay, a lot, so sue him. Jensen knew he was meddling in things that were way above his head. The Avengers and their comic book supervillains was as weird as things got these days, but Jensen knew he could help. First of all, he had been able to find a lot of information on James's life and situation thanks to the data bomb that had been dropped when the shit in D.C. went down, drawing the conclusion that the guy really needed someone to depend on right now. Second, Jensen knew quite a lot about PTSD and what it was like to live with that kind of trauma, so he could offer useful tips when needed. And third, well, James let him come close enough to help. Jensen's theory was that he looked enough like Steve Rogers to seem safe and familiar, but not so much like Steve Rogers that he got his face smashed in. There was a tricky balance between the two, but Jensen managed it quite beautifully, as long as he kept the beard and the glasses. The whole thing was still a gamble, though, and there was no telling if James would snap at some point and kill him, intentionally or otherwise. But for each day that passed, James seemed calmer. Not happy, exactly, but calmer, and Jensen dared to hope for the future. James had been through some pretty nasty shit, and he deserved so much better than this. So Jensen had set him up with a small apartment in a relatively safe part of town and made sure he had food, clothes, and entertainment. Jensen had no idea if James ever left to explore the outside world, since he seemed perfectly happy just sitting by the window, looking at the people passing by, which, on second thought, was pretty depressing, but at least it was progress. James didn't flinch at every sound, and whenever he did speak, it was in coherent English sentences rather than fragmented pieces of Russian thrown in between the odd English, so he was clearly improving. The other day, he had even been close to a smile when Jensen had cracked a corny joke. James was relaxing inch by inch, and eventually, he would be able to start working through the trauma. And as long as that frail but stubborn spark was still there in James's eyes, Jensen would keep trying. If he was in any way capable of helping someone in need, especially someone in as dire need as James, Jensen would. He knew they still had a long way to go, but he was determined to see it through to the end. Eventually, James would find his way back home. The blonde with the glasses was always smiling. It seemed surreal for someone to be smiling so much, but it fitted this man somehow. He was in constant motion, always talking, always smiling, always happy. That should have been annoying, but it wasn't. He'd introduced himself as Jake Jensen, but neither of them addressed each other by name. Jake just called him Mr., since he'd lashed out when Jake had said Barnes or James. Those names didn't fit anymore. Like shoes that had become too small, leaving blisters and aches where they hadn't before. Or maybe the names sounded weird because they hadn't been used in so long. Maybe at some point he'd get them back, but he wasn't quite ready yet. He watched as Jake put away the groceries, talking at length about his sister and niece. As always, Jake had a story to tell. That was a word he used a lot when describing Jake. Always. For being so impulsive, Jake was also strangely consistent. There were no surprises as soon as one got used to the norm, or whatever passed as the norm when it came to Jake. There was comfort in that. He wasn't sure why Jake kept coming. To be honest, he thought Jake would lose interest within a week, but he returned every third day, like clockwork. Jake never said what he worked with, but his schedule had to be pretty flexible. He knew Jake had to have been a soldier at some point. He recognized the way Jake carried himself. Somehow, though, Jake didn't seem like a threat. Perhaps it was all the smiling. It was genuine smiling, not fake smiling or cold, sinister smiling. Jake always smiled. Listening to Jake talk was soothing, to the point where he sometimes wished he could find the words to answer. The few times he had, Jake always looked so pleased. His face would light up, his smile growing impossibly wide, like he just couldn't contain the excitement he felt. "Hey, I got you something else." Jake's words brought him back to the present. He looked on, silent, while Jake patted his pockets until he found what he was looking for, producing a phone. Jake placed it on the table, knowing better than to step too close. It has internet access if you're interested in that kind of thing, but also some really cool games if you're feeling bored. Jake gave him a calm, steady look. "And in case you want to contact me, my number is in there, okay?" It took some effort, but he was able to answer with a croaked, "Yeah." Jake beamed. "Awesome. Now I need to get going, because my husband might in fact kill me if I don't show up on time for this thing we're doing. And I really want to avoid getting shot at, if I can. I had enough of that a couple of years ago." Jake was backing towards the door with eager, bouncing steps. "I'll see you again soon, okay?" A simple nod would have to do that time. Jake seemed to accept that. Jake had one foot out the door when he paused, hesitating for a second. "You can call me any time, okay? Like, no matter the hour." His words were as sincere as his gaze. "I'll always answer." "Always." "I know." The words just slipped out, taking them both by surprise. Jake caught himself first, smiling, softer this time, fond and gentle in a way that was both painful and soothing, before nodding. "Good. See you around, mister.
See you.
It was the best reply he could manage, but judging by the look on Jake's face, it was more than enough. Jake closed and locked the door after himself when he left, as always, and when he stepped out onto the street below. He looked up at the window, waving with a big happy smile on his face. As always. It was impossible not to follow Jake with his gaze, watching until he disappeared around the corner. He'd be back, though, because he always returned. Jake was consistent and dependable and safe. There was comfort in that. He didn't have many constants in his life. Not anymore. When his handlers were gone and the man on the bridge had turned out to be someone he knew after all. But somehow Jake Jensen had become one of his firm points. Someone to rely on. Someone that would always come back, no matter what. He found he liked that, smiling softly as he leaned his head against the window frame. Always. The end.